CD 2. Module 6. The Sea. Warm-up. Exercise 1. Listen. Match the four sea sounds with the photos. 1. Three. Four. Module 6. Warm-up. Exercise 3. Listen. Which activity are the four people speaking about? 1.
One of the things I like is that it's so silent. It's like another world down there, 20 metres below. And you know, you can see some really colourful fish. They're beautiful, and if you're lucky, you can see strange creatures like octopus.
2.
It's great fun, really exciting. I can sometimes go quite fast when there's a good wind. I go to the beach in my hometown in England, and the only problem is that the water's freezing. I've been to Turkey twice, and there you can do it all day.
3.
My family's got a yacht, and we often go out at the weekends and in the summer. It's a lot of work, and you get very cold and wet, but I love it. You're free, you know? You just forget about everything when you're out at sea. You know what I mean? But it can be frightening.
4.
I started when I was a kid. Sometimes I don't catch anything, but it doesn't matter. It's really relaxing. Just being there, you forget about all your worries. And when you feel something on the end of the line, well, it's great.
Lesson 23, Exercise 3. Listen to part 1 of the radio program. Which of the above reasons for emigration are not mentioned?
Why do people decide to leave the country of their birth? In this week's programme on emigration, we'll hear about the real experiences of some emigrants. But first, let's look at some reasons why people leave their homes to start a new life in a different country. There are many reasons why people emigrate. Some people want to learn about different ways of life. Living and working in another country is the best way to do this. Very rich people, like sports stars, sometimes live in another country because they don't want to pay high taxes. For the majority of people, however, emigration is not a free choice. Probably the most common reason for emigrating is to look for work in a richer country. This is because of high unemployment in their own country. Another reason people have to emigrate is often after a natural disaster, such as an earthquake or flood. Finally, some people have to emigrate to escape from a dangerous situation, such as war. These emigrants have to leave their homes to save their lives.
Lesson 23, Exercise 4. Listen to part 2 of the program and complete the table. Interview 1.
Some people are prepared to risk their lives to escape from their country. I spoke to 2 boat people who escaped across the sea. The first speaker found an unusual way to escape.
Well, it seems a bit silly now, but my brother and I escaped on a little pedal boat. You know what I mean?
Yes, right.
It was only a few kilometers across the sea, and so we just hired a pedal boat and went across.
Really?
Yes, it was all quite easy. The sea was calm, so we didn't have any problems.
No?
But when we arrived, we were picked up by the police, and now, well, I suppose they'll send us back.
Maybe. Why did you do it?
You know, we are a family of farmers. Mm. There's been no rain in our country for years and years, which means there's no work, no food for our children, nothing.
How terrible.
We just want to work and send money back to our family. That's not wrong, is it?
No, I suppose it isn't. Well, thank you very much.
Interview 2.
The second person I spoke to was a woman who left her country for political reasons.
Yeah, you see, I don't agree with my government. And I know they will put me in prison if I go back.
How did you leave?
I paid a lot of money to some fishermen, and they took me in their boat. When I arrived, I lived with some friends for a while, secretly and illegally. But now the police know about me. I'm trying to get a work permit to stay here, but I'm worried that they may send me back.
And if that happens?
If they do that, I don't know what will happen to me, really.
Lesson 23, Exercise 6. Listen to the conversation. Which words and sounds show that the listener is interested or not interested? 1.
I had a fantastic holiday in Egypt.
Yes?
2.
The hotel was really fantastic. There were 2 swimming pools, a huge lake with windsurfing, tennis courts.
Were there?
3.
I went on a boat with a glass bottom looking at the amazing multicoloured fish.
Did you really?
4.
Here is a photo of my family outside the hotel.
5.
And this is a photo from our bedroom window.
Yes.
6.
This is me by the swimming pool.
Really?
7.
This is a photo of our boat trip. There's a shark.
8.
And this is when one of the passengers fell into the water and almost drowned.
Lesson 23. Comparing cultures. Listen and then answer the questions.
Britain has always been a multicultural society with a mixture of cultural influences. Celtic, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Norman, French. In the 1800s and 1900s, as the British Empire grew, more cultural connections were made with almost all parts of the world. Many British people emigrated to Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and South Africa. People also emigrated to Britain. After the Second World War, the British government invited people from the West Indies, India, and Pakistan to come to Britain because there were so many jobs. There's also a strong Chinese community in many British cities.
Module 6, Communication Workshop. Speaking, Exercise 3. Listen to someone giving his opinions of the plans. Which of the people do you think he is?
I'm totally against the plan. I think it will be a disaster for the local area. For one thing, it will be terrible for fishing in the area. The oil refinery will pollute the sea, and we won't be able to fish. It's difficult now, but this will be the end of the fishing industry. It would be much better if we put more money into the fishing industry. For example, we need money to build new fishing boats.
Module 6, Communication Workshop. Listening. Listen and complete the song.
I am sailing home again across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am flying like a bird across the sky. I am flying, passing high clouds to be with you, to be free. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Through the dark night, far away, I am dying, forever crying, to be with you, who can say? Sailing, we are sailing home again across the sea. We are sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free.
Module 6, Review. Pronunciation, Exercise 7. Listen to the three sounds. A.
Car.
B.
Small.
C.
Bird.
Listen and identify which vowel sound you hear. 1.
Girl.
2.
Fall.
3.
Court.
4.
Fast.
5.
Learn.
6.
Calm.
7.
Burn.
8.
Shark.
9.
Door.
10.
All.
11.
War.
12.
Turn.
7. Rhythm. Warm-up. Exercise 2. Look at the photos and listen to three people. Which dance is each person talking about? 1.
It was very romantic. In the early 70s, my girlfriend and I, we went to the disco every Saturday night and danced for hours. Saturday Night Fever was really popular. You know, John Travolta and the Bee Gees. Their music was really good for dancing.
2.
I really like house music. I go to clubs on both Friday and Saturday night, and I come home really late. On Sunday, I sleep all day. My mum gets angry with me, but, well, they did the same when they were young, didn't they?
3.
It seems like yesterday, but I suppose it's over 40 years ago. We danced to music by Elvis Presley. Real music. Rock and roll. Much better than this techno noise today. I was a good dancer. My boyfriend and I won a competition once. You needed a lot of energy to do that dance, you know. I couldn't do it today.
7. Warm-up. Exercise 3. Listen to 7 music extracts. How good do you think they are for dancing? Use this scale. 1. Heavy metal. 2. House music. 3. Classical music. 4. Rock and roll. 5. Punk. 6. Samba music from Brazil. Seven, 1970s disco music. Lesson 25, Exercise 1. Listen to the music extracts and identify the dances in the box. 1. Three. 4. Five. 6. Seven. Lesson 25. Comparing cultures. Listen to a description of folk dances in the British Isles. Match the dances with the places.
There are various folk dances in the British Isles. One folk dance that is still very popular is the Irish jig. In this dance, the dancers move with extremely fast steps. It is great fun to do, but difficult to learn. One of the strangest kinds of dance is Morris dancing from England. People dress up in white clothes, covered in flowers and ribbons. They have bells on their legs, which make a noise when they move, and sometimes they carry sticks. In Scotland, there are lots of different folk dances. There are reels or line dancers. Dancers hold hands and move around the dance floor very fast. It's not very difficult to learn and is great exercise. Another Scottish dance is sword dancing. Dancers put two swords on the ground and then dance between them with small steps.
Lesson 26, Exercise 1. Listen to this extract from a song. What kind of music is it? Do you like it? Lesson 26, Exercise 2. Listen to the radio interview with a rock star. Complete his statements with dates or places.
So, that's Dog Rocker from your second album. Okay, now, what are your plans for the future, Roy?
There's a lot of things happening. Next month, we're recording our new album. We're doing the recordings in Nigeria.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're getting local musicians to play with us. Mm. We're going to have a great time in Nigeria.
Sounds interesting, Roy.
Mm. Well, we get back to Europe at the end of April, and after that, in May, we're doing a mini tour of the UK. We visit Glasgow first, then Leeds and Manchester. I think it's Manchester. Maybe it's Liverpool. Our last concert is in London. On the 15th of May, we play at Wembley Stadium. We're going to give our best concert ever. After the 15th, we finish touring for a while.
I know you don't like answering questions about your personal life, Roy, but can you tell us something about your personal plans?
Well, at the end of May, I'm going to change my lifestyle radically. I'm getting married to Judy in the summer, in June.
Hmm. Is it your fourth or your fifth time?
Fourth. Yeah, and then we're going to settle down and have a quiet life. You know what I mean? No more concerts, no more touring. We're going to move to Arizona in the States. And
oh.
We're going to probably...
Lesson 27, Exercise 4. Listen and use the strategies to answer the questions.
Welcome to New Horizons. Today, we're going to talk about Cool Britannia. But first, here's a report on the dance scene in Britain.
For years, Britain's image in the world was that of a very traditional and conservative country. Tea at four, the Queen, the House of Lords. The 60s changed all this. The Beatles, Carnaby Street, and swinging London.
drive out to the beach.
Then in the 70s came punk, the Sex Pistols, anarchy, strange clothes. But despite all this, Britain was certainly not the cool centre of the universe. There were some clubs in the big cities, but for many young people, nightlife was not very exciting. Pubs closed at 11 o'clock, and everyone went for a takeaway Chinese meal or straight home to bed. At that time of night, people in other European countries were just starting to go out to cafes and nightclubs. Then, suddenly, this all changed. In the late 80s, raves became popular with young people in Britain. These were illegal, all-night parties in fields or empty buildings. Soon after, in the early 90s, raves moved to London nightclubs. Britain was becoming a cool place. The first big club was called the Ministry of Sound, an empty building with bad toilets, but a fantastic sound system. Now London is full of clubs, and young people come from all over Europe every weekend to rave all night.
Lesson 27, Exercise 5. Listen to a sentence from the programme. The unstressed words have the sound.
But first, here's a report on the dance scene in Britain.
Listen and mark the unstressed words in these sentences. 1.
Britain was certainly not the cool centre of the universe.
2.
Pubs closed at 11 o'clock and everyone went for a takeaway Chinese meal or straight home to bed.
3.
At that time of night, people in other European countries were just starting to go out to cafes and nightclubs.
Lesson 27, Exercise 6. Listen to the two dialogues. What do Malcolm and Andrea get permission for? What do they not get permission for? 1.
Hey, Mum.
Yes, Malcolm, what is it? I'm in a bit of a hurry.
You know there's a new nightclub opening in town?
No, I didn't.
Well, it's going to be fantastic. Everyone's going to the opening night on Saturday. Is it OK if I go?
But your gran's staying with us this weekend. Well, can't you go another time?
But it's a special occasion, Mum. And everybody else is going.
Oh, all right. I'll let you go if you don't come back too late.
Thanks, Mum. And I was thinking, can I stay at Pete's house? He lives next to the club.
No way. You definitely can't stay at Pete's.
Oh, Mum.
If you want to go, you must be back here by midnight.
OK.
2.
Excuse me, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Andrea?
Would it be all right if I brought in my project next week?
You've had an extra week already.
No, I haven't. And I've had a cold all week.
OK. But make sure you give it to me on Monday morning.
OK. Thank you, Mr. Moore. There's one more thing.
Yes?
Could I do my project with Susan? We did our plans together.
No, I'm afraid you can't. I don't let people do their final projects with other students.
OK.
Lesson 28, Exercise 6. Listen to the telephone conversation. Who decides to pick up the tickets? Sue or Ricky.
Hello?
Hi, it's me. Are we still going to the concert on Saturday?
Yeah, fine.
I'll pick up the tickets at lunchtime tomorrow. No, I can't. I've got choir practice. I know. I'll go and pick them up as soon as school finishes.
You can't tomorrow. It's early closing. The ticket office closes early.
Oh, you're right. Maybe my mum can get them. She works near the ticket office. I'll ask her when she gets back tonight.
I've got a better idea, Ricky. I'll go and get them now, before I go to the dentist.
Oh, all right. But I said...
I have to rush. Otherwise, I won't have time. Bye!
Module 7. Communication Workshop. Listening. Listen and complete the song.
Stay.
Module 7. Review. Exercise 7. Listen and repeat the sounds. A.
Had.
B.
Hat.
Listen to the pairs of words and write down the sounds you hear. 1.
Bet. Bed.
2.
Height. Hide.
3.
Hard. Heart.
4.
Grade. Great.
5.
But. But.
6.
Made. Mate.
7.
Hurt. Heard.
8.
Bad. Bad.
9.
Kid. Kit.
10.
At. Add.
7. Review. Exercise 8. Listen and repeat the words.
Great. Ground. Hard. Concert. Record. Heard. Heart. Hand. Different. Around. Sound. Sit. Sad.